This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Amen. We need a revival. Want to welcome you all in the name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And all those on Facebook Live and on Trinity Baptist Prayer Line, truly it is a blessing to come before you today. I would like to greet those who I've seen online. I saw my mom online. I saw my sister Tracy. I saw Felicia Elps. I saw my friend Will and my father-in-law Henry this morning. Thank you guys for joining. I am so excited about this message today. As I say always, the Lord has a great message for us today, and I pray that you prepare yourself to receive His Word. We're going to be coming from Revelations chapter 3, verse 14 through 20. So, Revelations chapter 3, verse 14 through 20. And it reads this way: "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God." Listen to what he says here. "I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." He goes on and says, "Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increase with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with hyssop, and thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him, and he with me." Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, it's once again that we come in the mighty, precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for this opportunity to proclaim your gospel today. We ask right now that you prepare our hearts to receive your word. And Lord, you know my prayer is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. For in Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our title today is "Thou Art Lukewarm." I want to give you a little bit of background here. If you read the book of Revelations, it's a great book. The Bible says, listen to what the Spirit says to the churches. Today we are talking about the church of Laodicea. The interesting thing about Laodicea, it was the seventh church. It's the last church. I believe it's the church that we're in right now. Laodicea means people's right. Basically, it is a worldly church. A few facts about it. It was a huge banking center and possessed much wealth. They manufactured rich garments of black glossy wool, and the city was famous for hyssop called Salernium. The physical location of Laodicea put it in the vicinity of two other cities. One had a number of natural springs whose waters were noted to have great medical value. The other had cold springs that provided refreshing water when hot and cold meet together.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.